morning, everyone.
How true. Isn't Jesus the bread of life? As Tim was here sharing with the children about thanking the Lord for He is good, I thought of what he was teaching the children about thanking the Lord for He is good. Probably this morning over in China, they are teaching the children too, because He's the bread of life. It isn't necessarily the circumstances that we are in that determines if God is good or not. He's just good. And that's wonderful. As Tim was sharing, there's a trip over to China. One thing that stood out to me when he shared the other night was that the division that the Chinese Christians had. This morning I'd like to maybe go on to Luke and look at God has a desire to ignite the relationship with man. You know, God is life. He's the author of life. He's the one that is going to give us life. If we go through chapter 12 there, we read the parable of the rich fool, and we see of the servant that said in his heart that the Lord delayeth his coming. Then when we get down to verse 49, Jesus makes a statement there. He says, I am coming to send fire on earth, and what will I if it be already kindled? Here we see that Jesus had a deep desire in his heart. He desired to see, he wanted to give life to people. He just longed to see that flame burst, to see it come forth. As he looked across the people there, God looks down from heaven and sees us exactly as we are. He sees the situation we are in, and He knows that we will let His light flow through us. We can get light for His glory and His honor. This morning He desires us to ignite that fire. If we've never known Him, or if we've walked with Him for many years, He just wants to see that flame grow brighter. I have to thank God. What is God's interest in a man? Is it to save him from sin? Why is God interested in man? Is it to save us from sin? To forgive our sins? Or is it forgiving our sins so that He can have a relationship with us? What is He seeking? What is He seeking when He looks across world, He sees us human? What's His heart cry? Does He just want to forgive our sins, or is He looking for a relationship, a fire burning for Him? That's the verse I'd like to just look at this morning and look at the fire burning for Him. Why don't we just pause before Him and ask Him to be with us? Lord, we just come before You this morning, Lord. We confess that You are good. Lord, we're so thankful when we think of the fact that You love us. Lord, You know exactly who we are, and yet You desire. Lord, You desire to give us life. Lord, You desire to give us Your Spirit. I just pray that You would be with me this morning. Your word will come forth, Lord. There will be light. There will be light in my heart, Lord. Every time. looking at Luke 49 again. I am come to send fire on the earth, and what will I that it be already kindled? There is one person that has power to kindle. That is Jesus. He has a power to make alive. He has a power. He has a power, the only one that has a power to make that relationship possible between us and God. In John 10, verse 17 and 18, it says, therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. That is a commandment that Jesus received from the Father. Jesus has a power to restore relationship to us with God. Something that is alive, something that burns. He has the power to restore relationships with people. Relationships that were broken by sin, death. Tabernacle were dissolved. We have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in heaven. What are you saying? What are you getting at? He's saying, this is where I'm living in. He's going to die. But my spirit will live forever. Does death? Looking at different scriptures, I wonder if that is really what it is. Death is accepting life relationship. And Isaiah puts it there. It's interesting. Lucifer, son of God, power not cut down to the earth. When Satan was cast out of heaven, he was separated. They sinned, but they took the tree of knowledge and didn't eat it. There was a separation. There was a separation. They did not have that relationship with God. It was broken. Therefore, as one man sin entered into the world, death by sin, so death passed into all men, for all have sinned. The origin, beginning of death, is a result of sin. He says, I will put enmity between thee and woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. He made it clear that there's also a spiritual death, but there's a promise that relationship can be restored. Separation. That's just kind of a fearful. That is a fearful thing. As far as us that we desire and pray for. We want to do that to us. We want to be with us as we walk through that valley of death. But just the fear of death this morning, I'm separated. There's a thought of eternal separation. Rip your heart. Separated, outer darkness. What is death? And death is a separation, alone, a spiritual death with no destiny but outer darkness, absent from all existence. All existence but knowledge and torment. We know that we cannot be absent. Will not die. But you know, God has died. God has died. Garden there, that was separate from death. And that is saying when we walked our own way by sin and transgression, death came. That's hard. It came into our lives too, but God, He wants to be our friend. And He's been able to talk to that. It says, for then as much as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them, deliver us, through fear of death, for all our life, subject to bondage. That's what Christ came to do. To deliver us from the fear of death. And if we, only if we have faith in Him, in Jesus, if we have faith that there's no God, it's not gonna hold out, it's not gonna be secure. If we have faith in Jesus, that will pass over secure. Morning, we can be delivered from that fear of death that we were subject to bondage. Many of us, I think, have many years in our life subject to that fear of death. I can testify I was. But God has delivered me from that fear by faith in the blood of Jesus Christ. And as I was thinking about death, past week, at times, there was a fear of God in the heart, and other times it was just like worship. Thank you, Jesus. You know, just open up the way. that sin that we did, the sin in the garden, the relationship that was severed, the separation, He came and brought a relationship, restored our relationship with Him, with God. It's Him, it's not. If I was all my life able to do many good works, it's just not going to cover it because I sin. I'm good. Up that way. And it's like you're snoring. In Luke 12, verse 14 and 15, it says how we should look at death. It says, I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them. But don't be afraid of them that can kill the body. We all will die, and we don't need to be afraid of that. And after that, no more they can do. But I will forewarn you, whom you shall fear. This is who you should fear. Him. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Fear not being separated from our body, from our tabernacle here, but fear being separated from God. Satan is separated from God. He only has one goal in this world. That is, he desires to see relationships severed. He desires to see people separated from God. But Jesus, he has one desire. He desires that went down there, I promise you. He desires to come to light on fire, to bring light to him. He wants to do that. And it's not just if we're walking in sin. We've never known God. We've been walking with Him. We are following His Spirit. As the Spirit teaches us, convicts us, judgment, righteousness, and healing us, or whatever, Jesus is here this morning. Wants the light and fire. He wants to ignite life in us. He has come that we would have life. And He says, not just life, but more abundantly. So this morning, if we have life, He's desiring to see that flame of this glow. As Tim had shared about the vision the Chinese people had, He wants that vision. Kingdom grow. Now Satan, his mission is to separate. He's come to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to see churches separated. This morning we're coming to church and so ours more this way, that way. All people come to church. Different churches, yet worshiping the same God. He wants to see division. He wants to see division in brothers within churches. That's what he wants to see. But Christ has come, and he's come to bring life. He wants to start, wants to ignite a fire within us, brothers to each other, as a part of the family of God, that all men will know that we love God because of the love we have one for another. I think that can also be for churches, for believers, not that it's just our church, but anybody that is a follower of Christ, He wants us to see that our love is ignited and that we love each other. That's what Jesus came to do. He says, I have come to send fire on earth. And then what will I? That it would be already burning. It would be already kindled. Has He kindled that fire in your life? Will you let Him? Will you let Him fan? Will you let Him take you to new heights? another thing that fire does. In 1 Corinthians 3:11, 13, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's works shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Don't you want to have our works proved here? Or do we have agendas? Do we have things that we want to lift up as important? Are we willing to put everything out so that Jesus would ignite the fire and burn away that which is not his? And that his life would want to come forth in our life? That's this morning he's looking. He's asking each one of us, can I give you life? Can you have life? Can I give you life more abundantly? That's his desire this morning. Jesus, when he said, I am come, the prophets have prophesied. It said that they that have sat in darkness, they've seen a great light. Jesus said, I am come. Jesus said that he is a light. I am the way, the truth, and the light. I am come. He is the answer. Jesus is who it is. To send fire, to give eternal life by his blood, forgiveness of sins by his resurrection, newness of life. To send fire, be the author of our faith. Life on earth. He wants to see that fire burn right here on earth. I used to look at the Christian life as when we get to glory, made it. But you know, Jesus wants us to have eternal life is not when we get to glory. Eternal life is Christ in us. And he wants to send fire on the earth, eternal life, the hope of glory in us, right here, as we go to work in the morning, as we live together as a church. Eternal life, one in us, fellowship. That is where that is what you desire to ignite in life. Will we be able to do it? Do we have any agenda that we can contradict? And what will I? Satan chose to go his own way when he exalted himself. past into outer darkness. And it says in the scripture that the salvation that Jesus brought to us, the angel desired to do that. What I get from that is the angel figured out that we, that God created us for a relationship. We severed it, walked our own way, and even sent his son. So that a relationship can be possible. They just had to do that. God loves us. And he, that's really all he wants. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Jesus is separated from God. That's the law of our relationship. Light down, power to take it up. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and life. What we can say if we say life and relationship. I am the resurrection and relationship. He that believeth on me, those who were hidden, those who were separated, yet shall he live. Yet shall he be alive. Yet shall he be a relationship with me. And whosoever believeth, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me, shall never die. What is your experience this morning? I just hear the way you are. I'm very likely to hear it. And he's not just here to ignite somebody's life. But he's willing, he's looking. Are we struggling in despair? Are we complacent? Are we walking with Christ? No matter what our experience is, his passion for you and his passion for me is the same. It doesn't change. What will I desire to have? roll brightly on every saint. Last week I was, I drove past a sign on a church and I realized how true it was. Every saint has a past. Everyone has a past. And every sinner. Now there's hope for that. That's how you see this. You see this? He wants to. His spirit of life. His spirit of life, the only thing that will stay alive, alive, wherever. He wants to just take it. It's our choice. What we believe in. 1 John 5. He that believeth on the Son of God hath a witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. Now God made it clear. He gave a record of his Son. And this is a record that God has given to us, life. And he that hath the Son of God hath life. And we are delivered from the fear of death that we were subject to. So many years of our life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know, that you may know, and you believe in the name of the Son of God. I desire this morning to surrender my life in one complete way. A beautiful relationship that will never end. Eternal life. Eternal life. Life with Him. Not when we get to glory, but right here. And I trust this morning that that is also from your son. That God will come. Whatever situation in our life, you will come. And soon come. Death, separation, anger, sin, God will be there. This morning, as Isaac was laying on that altar, as God was telling him, the altar saw Abraham's faith, Isaac laying there. He wanted to explain the relationship that he had with Abraham. That was like a faith that Abraham had. He trusted God to his own son. Never gone. He wants to start. That's his very cry. The submission. That he came word to word any time in my life. His desire is more than I would see it burn. I would see it working out. Let's just come before God and just ask him to do that in our life. Lord, as we look at your word, we see your heart. Lord, we see that we have a choice. No matter where we are, Lord, this morning we just want to say that. Lord, we surrender our lives. Lord, come to you. world that we live in throughout all eternity. We pray that you now ignite that spirit. Or make us a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, or ignite the fire that you should show forth the praises of you. Or that we can show forth the pictures of the homes of the darkness to light that marvelous day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for caring for us. Thank you, Lord, that your heart is for us. For us is for us.